Caroline, thanks so much for the time. Hey, looking back at Wednesday's win, what was the one ultimate factor in getting the victory over the number two team in the country?
We came out and played very connected, and that was huge for us. So we were connected through the defense and the offense, and that allowed us to play really confidently and intense.
And you spearheaded a lot of it, 2 goals and 2 assists, but the draw control was otherworldly. 17 draws won. You're known for being a force when it comes to that, but was there anything done different on Wednesday or maybe even some extra adrenaline that helped you out in the game?
I talked to my circle, and we talk as a unit. We watched film. We prepped for it, and we came out successful.
What do you think was the biggest factor in your success in that circle?
Definitely working with the girls on the circle. So getting them in the right places to box out and having them read the body language of me as well as my opponent is huge in getting everyone in the right places so that we can win them cleanly.
What was the excitement level like after beating a team that hadn't lost a regular season game in more than 2 years? Was it through the roof? Did you guys turn it into a business as usual sort of feeling? How did you all feel after that win?
We were definitely really excited and felt that it was important to acknowledge that we played well and we were successful. But I think it was even better to just sit back and realize that like the process is working and the things that we're doing are working. And if we play connected, that we can be really, really good.
And it's resulted in 7 straight wins right now. Caroline Wise is with us here on BTL, senior midfielder for the Ithaca College women's lacrosse team. The Bombers 10-1 on the season, unbeaten in Liberty League play after Wednesday's 16-3 win over number 2 William Smith. You know, we had Lily Cody on the show last month, and we talked about what makes this team dangerous. And she mentioned the different skill sets and strengths that everyone brings out there. How have you seen that so far this season, that versatility that kind of helps out this team and is able to help out this team during this run?
Yeah, there are a lot of girls on our team. There's a lot of different perspectives. There's a lot of different roles. And so I think when we all can acknowledge our role and do it successfully, we end up being really well as a cohesive unit and working well.
Is it one of those things where it makes it maybe challenging for opponents too, because they think they've got one strength covered and on the other side of the field for your team, there may be another strength that they don't have covered and figured out?
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot of people on our offense that can score, and that's really important. And we also have defenders that will play on specific marks, but we have other people that just hold their people. And that's really important all across the field, having people that can do a lot of different things and take over different roles.
And speaking of scoring, this team's shot percentage and shots per game is up from a season ago. Your team is on pace for more goals scored this season compared to last year's ridiculous number of 272. What's been the key to this team having this sort of offensive success up to this point?
It's our communication and connection. We've worked a lot on talking to each other and talking through things and in the middle of plays, and that's allowed us to get a lot more goals and have more people scoring more goals.
I want to talk about you for a couple of minutes here, if you don't mind. I'm wondering how you feel like your game, and in particular your job at the draw control, has improved over these last 3 seasons, because we know how effective you are when it comes to that, but how do you feel like it's gotten maybe even better from a few seasons ago?
I think the more you take, the more you learn, and it has allowed me to figure out how I want the people in the circle to stand, and we've played around with it a lot, and that's attributed to a lot of the success, just having being on the same page with the people on the circle for me.
At what point did you feel like this team was going to maybe put together a string of wins like this, where now it's gotten to 7 in a row and an unbeaten record in Liberty League play so far?
I think when we came in the fall, we came in ready to go and played with a lot of urgency that we didn't have last year. And we brought that into a winter break. We worked really hard. And so I think just the whole preseason being so bought in and intense plays a big factor in why I would have expected our team to be as successful as we have been so far.
Do you think some of that translates to the fact, too, that there are a ton of you who are upperclassmen and want to make that deep run, want to win a Liberty League title, want to make a deep NCAA tournament run? I'm assuming that plays a decent and hefty amount of a factor, too, right?
Absolutely. That's a huge thing. And we talk about that a lot. Our senior class is extremely united and very much on the same page that we are all extremely bought in. And we play with a lot of urgency and we bring that urgency to the team. And so it's been really cool to have such an awesome senior class.
Looking at your season schedule in the preseason, it was crazy. And a lot of these games have kind of lived up to the billing. You had an overtime game winner at SUNY Cortland to begin the season just a couple of games in. You took on Trinity College, who was nationally ranked. They had a pretty lopsided win against you. You were able to escape with a win against St. John Fisher. Obviously, this win just a couple of days ago, so lopsided against the number two team in the country. What are some of your biggest takeaways so far from this gauntlet of a schedule that has been put together for this year?
I think one big takeaway that after every game we talk about is that when we play connected, we play the best. And that was something that we brought to our William Smith game. We were very connected throughout the whole field. In some of the games where it's been closer, maybe our offense hasn't done as well or our defense hasn't been like quite as connected. But when we can do that throughout the whole game and play a whole game, that's when we are most successful. So it's been important to acknowledge that so we can figure out how to make all the games like the William Smith one.
Well, it's wild to think about. There are only five more games left here in the regular season, and the season is just going by so quickly. What are some things that need to keep strong here or maybe improve upon to keep things rolling all the way into the playoffs?
A big thing is staying on the quality of our details in our practices and our working hard. Even when we're tired and as we play a lot of games, you start to just kind of go through the motions of things just because it's a long season. But we've been really on keeping up your stick skills and stuff like that. That's really important that you start to lose track of as you play a lot of games.
Caroline, it's been an exceptional season for you and the team, an exceptional win a couple of days ago. We can't wait to see how these next couple of weeks go for all of you over there on the South Hill. Thanks so much for dropping by for a couple of minutes and really appreciate it here. Good luck the rest of the way, okay?
Thank you so much.